County 911 Emergency Assistant District Board of Managers, Monday, April 13th, 2020. With that, move to item number two.
No, no agenda announcements.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do. If we can take roll call, please.
Don Crowson? Chair?
Chair.
I'm sorry. Mayor Johnson?
Here.
Doug Wooten?
Here.
Chief Spivey?
Here.
Sorry, my layout's a little off here. Rick Brunson? So it looks like we have four. Item three, consider approval of consent agenda items. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move to item four. Shinar?
There are no current outstanding requests for the PEO assistance or PSEP.
Okay. Item five then.
Can we verify if, because the chief is going to have to abstain, did Rick get on?
I don't see him. Rick, are you there?
Aubrey, are you here?
It looks like Rick is muted.
Yes. Hey, Rick, can you hear us? And again, Rick.
I thought I heard your voice.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then we can continue. The first item is portable radios for the RBU, TC91 RBU. Travis?
Good morning. I'm requesting the board's approval to purchase 11 PX portable radios utilized at the RBUs just as a backup in case of emergency or to be utilized while we're in the process of installing the MCC 7500s. And this will also give the district a way to communicate directly into a PSAP if needed in a case of an emergency situation. I'm requesting $51,458,000.
Okay. Any discussion from the council? Sorry, the board.
Move approval.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
This is Doug, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, second item is the TC91 UPS rates for Arlington Police Department. Sarah or Kevin?
Morning. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. This is requesting for the expenditure of $124,176 for the upgrade to the Arlington UPS system. And then including one-year warranty, installation, configuration, removal, and disposal of the UPS. This does not include freight, which will be a separate invoice as noted. And this has kind of been in the works for quite some time. This will be a coordinated event, obviously, with your staff, Don, and be fully planned out with project schedule. But that is what we've seen the board for this time.
Any questions from the board?
Motion. UPS for Arlington.
Mr. Hooton. Have a second?
Second.
Rick Brunson. I'll be abstaining. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, and the next one is a similar UPS battery replacement, but this one is going to be for RBU South.
This is going to be the replacement batteries for RBU South. It's already in place to include shipping, installation, and disposal of old batteries to include a warranty. For the amount of $44,448.60.
Questions from the board? Motion.
I make a motion we approve the UPS battery replacements.
Motion from Doug. Hooton?
I'll second. Aubrey.
Aubrey's here. Great. Have a second?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. We'll move to the executive director report.
Okay, basically, still on the same status that we were when we called emergency meeting 2 weeks ago now. We have portion of our staff here, portion of staff working from home or on our at our backup sites. Everything is going very well. We're able to maintain and monitor as normal. We're actually getting quite a bit of work done. I think someone else mentioned before the meeting, it's a unique time, but it is does allow us to get some things done on our back burner. So that has been really good to get some check off items done. Naturally, our training and meetings and conferences have all been either canceled or put on hold. So, we're following the normal stay at home or stay in place, depending on where you live. Protocols on the weekends. We're following the same protocols in our building, not allowing people in the building that do not work here. That includes mail and deliveries. So we've been following the normal processes for keeping our location clean. Our staff are healthy, and we're coming to work and doing what we need to do.
That's great news. Are you in any need of any assistance, Shinar, from a management perspective or support?
At this time, I would, if possible, request a small amount of masks for our office. We've been very fortunate. We did have a small supply, but we've run out. We do have a small supply of gloves for handling the mail and et cetera, but we are out of masks. So if someone has some, we would love to have some. We don't anticipate needing to use them, but in case of a situation occurring, we would like to have them on site. So if that is doable anywhere, that would be great. One of my concerns is if something goes down and my team does have to, they should have access to that, and we don't have any.
These are surgical masks.
Whatever you feel is best for if, in fact, something goes down and our team has to go on site somewhere, that they can arrive with masks for both the detection of themselves and the site that they have to go to.
Okay.
So I'm sure either I or Doug can take care of that.
Appreciate that.
What kind of number are you looking at? 30? Pretty mask.
That would be awesome. That would be great if we could get that. Yes.
Okay.
We do have a thermometer. We did manage to get an infrared one in. Some of our districts have gotten some other ones that we're looking into that hang from the door so that you don't have to have any physical contact. We'll look at that and that price. But other than that, I think we're doing pretty well here.
Okay, with that, let's go ahead and move to item 7.
Bill, were you able to hop on?
I am here.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
There,
as you can imagine, it's very little going on in Austin. The Capitol has been shut down and all the offices to visitors. obviously interim committee hearings have been postponed, and just last week with the Texas Workforce Commission getting so many calls for unemployment claims, the Lieutenant Governor and Speaker have gotten a lot of Senate staff and House staff to begin training to start helping the Workforce Commission take care of some of these calls. Obviously, there's a great concern about the economy, state budget. The governor is having a press conference right now, unveiling his initiative to help small business and when he expects us to start getting back to work. And just with, you know, between coronavirus and the global price war on oil, it's going to be the state budget is going to be very dire, and it's something we're going to have to keep a close eye on. And we won't know revenue projections really until the comptroller releases that this summer. But it's something we're going to have to keep a very close eye on as we move forward. But really, other than those things, it's just been everyone has been sheltering in place. But I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Anybody have questions for Bill? Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Janar, do we have anything scheduled for executive session?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay. With that, I guess we'll move to section 10 for any public comment. Wayne, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Okay. Or any last thing for the last board?
I will be sending out an email to the board. We, as reference, our May meeting, as you know, and, that is our normal budget retreat or budget meeting. Depending on where we're going, we initially had that scheduled off-site in Grand Prairie. So I'll reach out with Aubrey in probably a week or two this year. We stay there. If it's not going to be there, we will probably in a week or two get an email out to the board to discuss the location. It may wind up being here at our offices, especially if we are canceling training classes. That was the reason why we were going off-site. So I will fill the board in and about a week or two to see where we're headed with the exact details of the location.
Okay, sounds good. With that, I'll move.
Shannar.
Sorry.
Chief, I'm sorry, this is Aubrey. Uh-huh. At some point, can we either add to the next agenda or discuss at some point the PSAP assistance funding and possibly considering an extension on that for PSAPs that are not able to fulfill a lot of their projects due to restrictions of in-person meeting?
Yep, that's not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing there's no further business, certainly entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For the first time experience here. Great.
You're welcome. You all take care. Be safe.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.